Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, happy 2023. It's you and me back together. We're back. We want to say Japan, United Kingdom, Canada, South Korea, USA, and many, many other places. We're back. It's you and me. And Waking Up with Linda McCann is sponsored by CUC, Communicate, Unification, and Collaboration. We're here. You know, 2023, we're here for the world. This is mine for Monday. It's going to be short and sweet. Persons out there still traveling, trying to get back to their destinations. There was a lot of stuff happening out there. A lot of people that got stranded. We didn't get caught up in it because we go north, south, east, and west, but we know how to move, okay? And you have families all over. You try to see whoever you can see the best way that you can see them. But you know, you and me are here together. We're here to uplift, empower, and support. We're back again. We want to say congratulations to the travelers that were stranded out there. Congratulations to the ones that made their destination. And never, never give up those who are still trying to get back. Some of our team is moving out there. Hopefully Tiffany Rip and I will come on short with us this evening. And we want to see prayers out there for the persons who lost their lives in the snowstorms and stuff. You know, I saw a lot of humanitarians out there. And humanitarians have big heart and great love that is felt by all people and all things, because humanitarians reflect, rejoice, and relax and never, ever retreat, no matter what the situation is. You know, humanitarians are caring, courageous, and cheerful and vibrate with their highest frequencies. So I'm going to say for this short and sweet Mind for Monday, be mindful. Let your soul flow free. Let's build community. Stand strong. Stand up together. We want to inspire, inform, and educate you. Welcome in. We're back. It's 2023. You and me. We'll be right back. right. We never, ever, ever give up. And start with yourself first. We have Tiffany with an I. I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. Tiffany, happy 2023 to you.
Same to you.
Oh,
how are you
goodness.
Doing?
Hey, you know, I was glad that we were all here in 2022, but I'm glad it's gone. And I'm even more excited because we're all here for 2023. So we have a lot of things going on out here, a lot of energies moving out there. I was mentioning with the listeners, the stranded travelers out there, I wasn't caught up in it, but I was witness it. But I was writing in the sand, chin, rubbing the crystal, pulling every spiritual vibe that I had in my body up because my determination was not to get caught up into any of that, you know, so that I could stand firm and support everybody else spiritually that was going through it. But it was no joke out there, you know, it was no joke. And persons that were flying on Southwest Airlines, it was crazy, crazy, crazy. So I'm still hoping that everybody that never got to the sit-out destination returned back to their starting point. But it was crazy out there. Other than that, you know, I'm keeping this life condition as high as I possibly can because we have to operate with our highest frequency in order to deal because there's so many people out here, Tiffany, with the night that are really, really going through it. I mean, really going through it. So I'm trying to keep myself balanced so I don't get caught up in the negativity. Keep a smile on my face because, you know, you cannot bend the sun ray, and I consider myself as the sun. So other than that, I'm still working hard over here. This is day two in 2023. Now, I haven't even set no resolutions because, you know, they go in and out anyway. And kindness is what my focus is on. Kindness, number one, to myself so that I can be kind to everybody else. Now, what's happening with you?
Everything is good. Everything has been great. I had some family matters that I had to attend to, and, you know, I believe that, you know, when it's time for you to transition, it's just time for you to transition, right? And so if you do not feel like you want to stay here any longer, you know, who am I to say that anyone needs to stay when they want to go? And I think that's the hardest thing for people to realize that in death, it's not so much, I mean, you want the person to stay, but sometimes the person themselves don't want to stay. And you have to respect that. You know,
yes,
if they've been depressed and they haven't been themselves, I mean, it's going to be hard for them to get up out of that state of mind into a more positive mindset. You know, when they've been hospitalized or anything like that. So, you know, I've resolved in my heart that whatever it is the decision for the family member that they want to do, then it is totally their choice, you know. And I know, you know, how that can be. But, you know, others that don't understand that we even have a choice in death, what time we want to go. Because I know some people who have flatlined like several times but have come back. And
right.
So, you know, I'm just at peace with, you know, what happens. Some people may not be in the family, but I'm going to be at peace with it because, you know, it's been hard, you know. It's been a little, you know, journey. So, and not everybody is able, especially like if you've gone into something not feeling so good spiritually. I mean,
right.
You know, you can go in and have surgery, come out, and not make it because your spirit isn't there. You know, you're
right.
Not alive in your spirit. So I'm just, you know, just being prayerful, but at the same time understanding that, you know, if the person decides they want to go, they can go, and I have peace with that.
Well, so. You know, and what can you do? And you know, whatever the circumstances is, whatever, whether they wanted to go and they're no longer here and they're transiting, we send out condolences to them, but you're absolutely right. We're the ones that don't want to let people go. But as you and I know that the physical might not be here for you to touch, but the spiritual goes nowhere. So we can help those individuals who no longer want to be here, but we can still send them that goodness, okay? We can still send them that vibration. So when they do transcend over to wherever they're going to land, because we believe no beginning and no end here, okay? So we already know what's up. And then we're dealing out there with the scientific matter of it, which I'm finding out that people are leaning more toward the science. You know, there's a lot of information that we've been given out there and a lot of teachings that we have gotten, but I see that there's a lot of awakening and awareness, okay, that I'm noticing that people are going through. They're never giving up, as I said. That's what the title is, and never give up, no matter what, mm-hmm. no matter what way it's going, no matter what's happening. And you have to keep yourself there so that you can keep that sun rising in your life so that you can shine on other people no matter what. Because, you know, persons, how can I put it? I think it's a girl that has a record. You know, she has to be herself. You know, you can't be anything but who you are. But before you can be who you are, you need to know who you are. So that takes some work, okay? And we're not perfect out here. And we don't really, we can't speak for anyone but ourselves, and others cannot speak for us, okay? Because it's an individual thing here, and people go through and deal with, as you say, you have peace with it, whereas others might not have. Well, you know, they'll just have to deal with it the way they deal with it. But just because this one over here is against it don't mean that you have to be against it, you know, and we learn. I know I learned how to deal with individuals and meet them where they are, okay? And when you can meet individuals where they are, then you can continue on the move, you know. You got individuals, like I always like that word, thank you, no matter what, because thank you is a miraculous expression. We feel good when we say it, and we feel good when we hear it. When we speak or hear the words thank you, the armor falls from our hearts. And we can communicate on any level, on any deepest level. And that's when my great mentor, Dr. Sakura Keita, you know, who is out there directing and showing how to live and how to be. You know, there's a lot of individuals that say one thing and they talk one thing, but it's the behavior that really, really counts. It's the behavior and your attitude. And in order to get that behavior correct and get that attitude right, you have to work on you. Because it's at the end of the day, who is it about? Only you. It's you at the end of the day. So I'm understanding what you're saying, and peace is something that we must have, okay? So if you're at peace with it, I'm glad you're at peace with it, and we'll just send that goodness spiritually through the interview so that everybody else can feel whatever they feel, okay? But I'm glad that you're here with us today. And, you know, we had the family matters. I'm just glad. I'm just very appreciative of you because you are like Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I change it. I strategize on it, and I get it complete. And that's what you are, and that's what you mean to us over here. So we're sending it to you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, and I really do appreciate it. I know this is going to be a tremendous year, a wonderful year, 2023. I know every year everyone says, you know, it's better than the previous year, and that is true. But there are so many new beginnings, many people awakening to their own consciousness or understanding the power that they do have to control their own circumstances or their own destiny, their fate, whatever you might want to call it. And it's just going to be a beautiful thing. We're going to see a lot of things happen with humanity that we haven't before. Businesses, you know, the old platform dissolving, making ready for the new. And, we're going to have the changes will be a little different, but we'll be moving into different platforms. And as we, you know, move into all these changes, humanity will adjust, as we always do, and, and be victorious. So I'm looking forward to the next year and to the many after that, but especially this year. I think it's going to be a time where we haven't seen things that are about to happen happen. And, you know, change of centuries, change. I mean, you know, when you're actually in a position to be a part of a huge humanitarian movement, that is something
mm-hmm.
special. And I think that's what we're going to see in 2023. And to actually be here on the planet to experience it at this time, because we're in the present time, is going to be miraculous in and of itself. Because, you know, according to everybody else, you know, we were not supposed to make it. Like, we were supposed to, the end of the world was supposed to come. We were supposed to blow ourselves up. Whatever we were supposed to do, we didn't do it. And we didn't
uh-huh.
give up on ourselves. And we're here.
Yeah.
Whatever somebody said, we're still here, right?
That's it. That's the beautiful thing about it. And like I said, the changes, and as you said, you used my famous words, victorious, okay? When I wake up in the morning after I look in the mirror, Tiffany with an eye, and tell myself how beautiful and gorgeous I am, okay, no matter what I look like, the next thing that comes out of my mouth is I will be victorious. See, you have to put that stuff out there. And whether you realize it or not, once it moves out there, it's out there. So we have to be very aware of our thoughts, our words, and our actions because, you know, it moves. Energy is what it is. I don't know if you have had the opportunity to see what's happening, you know, planetarian-wise, but if not, we can pick back on it later on this
well,
week.
Well, yes.
On you,
a little
if
bit.
You got to share it. Okay, share it with us.
So we're still in Mars retrograde in Gemini, and we just moved into Mercury in retrograde on the 29th. So we'll be here in Capricorn for about, you know, 3 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll move out around the 18th, 19th. I'm not sure of the date because I didn't really look it up, but we'll be here for 3 weeks. And this is
wow.
a place where we're going to rethink, redo, and it's perfect timing if you think about it because as we do our resolutions with RE, resolutions, redo, rethink, RE, it's perfect. So now you're coming into the year understanding what you want the year to start off like the first quarter, right? And what you want it to be until the next Mercury retrograde comes. And that's what you're supposed to be doing, reflecting, making sure that you really want the things that you want and desire. What you want to remove, remove it, or it'll remove on its own, you know? So,
right.
Perfect timing in the retrograde with the retrogrades, and it's, you know, it's just a wonderful time, but I, you know, didn't really do a lot of research on it in terms of where we are in the different signs and the planets, but I do know Mercury retrograde, you know what that means, it's just a time of reflection, and you know, that's the planet of communication, so just be kind with your communication
right,
and
right.
your words during this time. And, you know, we go through this every 3 or 4 months. So this is nothing new. It's just something that I have to remind everybody of again. But I just think it's perfect timing.
I think it's perfect timing, and that's why we set up here to come on for Mindful Monday. We had to say happy 2023 because with us, every day is a new day, and it's a new year. And I like the word that you said, kindness. And I'm going to remind everybody again, start with yourself first, okay? Please do not beat up yourself out there, no matter what it is, because it doesn't do anything but take you down. Keep a smile on your face, even if you have to tickle yourself. Be the sun, because one thing about the sun, it rises and sets every day. And you might not be able to see it on a cloudy day, but you know that it's up there. And the same thing that you should feel about yourself in order to generate out there to others. Be the sun in your life, so that you can brighten up lives of others, because we are all here to support and help one another. And when you really sit down and pay attention to it, you see your growth matches. You see your change, the changes and the growth that you have. And it really, really brings a smile to your life. You know, when you can recognize, because you never, ever give up on you, so
mm-hmm.
therefore you never give up on anyone else, when you don't retreat, you don't back down, and as you always say, you must take a stand. Most people sometimes don't like to hear it, but, you know, you got to stand, because if you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And it's about awareness, okay? An awareness of who you are, what you're capable of doing, and being able to recognize others and see. You have to see. Clean up those lens and those glasses, okay? The clouds, that mm-hmm. those color glasses ain't happening no more. Okay, you don't want anybody coming in on you. You don't want anybody playing games. And we got all kind of persons out here with all kind of agendas out here. But the most thing that you have to remember, and I'm going to say be mindful of your agenda that you have set for yourself, and be able to recognize the agendas of others and continue to be that son. And keep in mind, Tiffany, you know, I don't know. I know it can happen because, you know, everything can be done, but I don't think you can bend the sun ray, okay? And I like to shine like the sun no matter what. Just call me a shiny. Here she come, blind me. Put on some sunshades because I'm coming on through, okay? And the reason why I come through like that, because that's fuel for my life. And whatever I'm fueling myself up with, no matter what, I'm going to always share it with others, okay? So I want to mm-hmm. say to you that the Mars and Gemini, we're in the retrograde, and I like the idea of rethink, redo, because I started off with reflect, rejoice, and relax. Keep yourself settled and balanced,
mm-hmm.
okay? Hopefully, Stephanie had some traveling problems. I think she's back. If she's not back, we'll give you a little bit tomorrow and tell you something on Tuesday. I have to check in with her. If she's not back, we'll pick up on it next Tuesday, but we will be back again tomorrow. We want to say to each and every one of you out there, thank you. And I'm saying 2023 is for you and me, and that's coming from the entire team here, from Tiffany, from Stephanie, from the other persons that come in, from Cross Country Connect. It's just a lot of things happening, but I want to let you know that we are here to empower you, inform you, and encourage you. And in order for us to continue to do that, we work very, very hard from within. And Tiffany, I'm going to let you go because we're going short and sweet. I'm going to tell the listeners again, settle in. Those traveling out there and still trying to reach their destination, you know, we're sending it to you. And just to let you know that changes are coming and changes are here. So I'm going to say toodaloo out there to you. And if you want to leave us with one thing to think about, if you'd like to share, I know you're about that self-care. Give us a word or two or three or however many you need to do before we close out.
Well, you know, self-care is number one on my list. But as I came into this new year, clearing out the old and coming into the new, you know, I realized that there are requirements and there are expectations, right? So expectations, if you put those, expectations, you expect people to do something. If they don't, it disappoints you. But a requirement is totally different. A requirement is here's the standard, here's what is required for us to do whatever that is. You know, whether it's business, whether it's a personal relationship, here's the requirement. And you have to, you know, either accept the requirement and move forward, and in accepting a requirement, it's with mutual respect that you do that. So I just, you know, coming in, I'm taking more of a stance, and, you know, when I talk to people in business and even in my personal life, here's the requirement for you to be here with me or for us to do business. And requirements don't have to be like a negative thing, but you have to, whether you call it a requirement, a standard, a boundary, whatever you call it, you must have it in place when you deal with people on all levels, because that's when people respect you, when you set those requirements, those boundaries.
I
came into 2023 like that, like, okay, here it is, and nothing else that we're doing.
Tiffany did and I, well, we know that the requirements are the most important factor, and I'm going to remind them that it's your life. Listen, set your standards, require those requirements, and don't try to meet all requests if they don't fit what you need to do. Tiffany, we love you. Have a great evening, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You're waking up.
Thank you. Have a
Yeah. We care, we love all through the land.